Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
What's up, everyone? It's Kid Fury reminding you to go and check out our sponsors over at Hulu Plus. If you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead right now, you can try out their free extended trial and have access to so many shows like Community, which I'm watching right now, which is absolutely ridiculous. And I love it. So go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead and try out the free trial and get your life. But now we must start our show. I am Key Lolo.
I am Jake Gyllenhaal.
And this is The Read.
Oh, boy.
Girl.
Hope you guys enjoyed that mailbag episode from a couple of days ago. That was fun to do.
A lot of people said that they liked it.
Yeah, that was so, you know, we won't make it a habit of those, but every now and then. How are you doing?
I am great.
Me too, actually. I feel very Beyonce today.
All right, great. Yeah.
It's always good.
So we have hot topics and tits.
Great. I love hot topics and tits.
All right. So first, I guess we'll just discuss Antoine Dodson.
Oh, no.
I really don't know why this is still happening. Like, I'm personally just confused as to why this is still taking place. Like,
this nigga.
So Antoinette and her gums, she apparently is expecting a child.
Yeah. So he's still on that I'm straight shit.
So like a couple of months ago or something, Antoine said that he was a member of the Hebrew Israelites and what? That he was like, he'd been conformed or he was like renouncing his homosexuality and now he's straight or whatever.
Huh. That's interesting.
And now all of a sudden he has this woman, allegedly, that he calls.
You are such a shithead.
He has this lady friend that he calls his queen, which I think is hilarious.
Oh.
And ironic. And he's saying that she's pregnant and it's his baby and
are they married?
No. Oh. Well, they haven't said anything about being
what
married.
What woman is sleeping with Antoine Dodson?
Girl, gross. What?
Of all the gay men you can sleep with, are you joking?
You say you share the same jar of brown jam.
You got what? Wentworth Miller. Like, come on.
Gross.
Like, of all the gay men in the world you could sleep with.
I wouldn't even believe that he stuck his dick in a man.
I
like,
would too.
This is like,
like,
just put some pavement on his back because someone's climbing it. So anyway, he
Antoine
says
Dodson
that
and this Alex Mack shit.
He nutted in somebody's lady and she's pregnant. And girl, gross. I just don't believe it. And every time someone asks who she is, he's just like, I'm not talking about her and I'm not saying her name and she doesn't have to blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right, Antoine Dodson. Why are you still a thing?
I think people just need to be afraid. Because I feel like he's just going, like, in 9 months, he's going to steal something.
I think
baby.
He ordered that baby from wherever Perez Hilton ordered his. Because, you know, Perez Hilton just up and had a baby out of nowhere. Like you can just go to Barney's and just pick one up. Like, right. Oh, here's my new baby. Or whatever. I guess that's how rich people talk.
It might be on eBay or something.
I just, okay, Antoine Dodson. I'm all for, you know, gender expression and doing whatever you want. I don't know about this Hebrew nationalist business that's foreign to me, but as far as the rest, you know, do whatever you want, girl. Get Doritos, get dick.
I just don't, who cares? Like, why do we, I don't care anymore. Like, Why is this like all over the place? It's Antoine Dotson, girl. Like, who? Why is she still a thing?
I think it's only funny because of the whole "now I'm straight" thing. And it's interesting because I think a few years ago, if an openly gay person had said, "Oh, I'm straight now," a bunch of right wing politicians and members of the conservative black church would have jumped all over that. Like, see, all you got to do is find religion and you could be healed from your homosexuality. But, you know, fast forward to 2013 and Antoine Dotson is pulling this trick and everybody, even your old ass meemaw who don't even, yes, like even your grandma who don't even think that the races should be together in schools mm-hmm. is saying Antoine Dotson is full of shit. But, you know, okay. Whatever. I just, everybody, get your life, get love.
So, Miley Cyrus.
No, that's no. No, we, no, 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 no. I was told by Apple Care that if I talked about that on the VMA episode, that I would not have to talk about her again. I was told by Apple Care.
Well, technically, we're not talking about just her.
Okay.
Keep so, Gail,
Oprah's Gail?
No, Gail from The Hunger Games, Liam Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth's little brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who he looks just like. Anyway, you know, that was her fiance or whatever, yeah. Her boo thing or whatever. And then all of a sudden things got rocky after she decided that she wanted to be Krayshawn. And so yesterday, it was announced that they called their engagement off. And today there are pictures of him and some Mexican actress singer named like Elsa Gonzalez or Isa Gonzalez, something like that. And they're in a garage going at it, making out.
Get it.
The day after they announced that their engagement was on. And I mean, obviously, things probably been rocky with them for quite some time.
Obviously.
But I mean, it wasn't too long ago that they were like seen together.
Yeah. And so, this engagement wasn't that long ago. She was on Today Show, you know, not that long ago. I want to say maybe a month, talking about, you know, she's doing what she loves and marrying somebody she loves and blah, blah, blah. So it just seems strange, but I can't be mad at, you know.
I'm not going to like revel in this because I like, honestly,
I don't even feel like either one of them are particularly heartbroken about it.
I don't either.
So that's why I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm obviously not going to wish bad things on Miley Cyrus because
right,
of this,
me neither. I just kind of feel like this is embarrassing.
No, it's not. Look at what Miley Cyrus has been doing.
No more embarrassing than that.
When you look at Miley Cyrus's life over the past 7 weeks, this is really not even.
But she's not embarrassed by that stuff. I know that she would be embarrassed by this. Even if she want to act like she's not.
Right.
Talking about she's number one on Vivo and number one on fucking Billboard and number one on these nuts.
300,000 tweets per second. Like, you realize we're all making fun of you, though.
She's not. And then she keeps referencing Britney Spears because, you know, Britney's on this album. And she keeps talking about, like, I guess she has, like, some documentary or something coming out. And she keeps referencing Britney, saying Britney did this at the VMA and the Madonna thing. And, you know, the VMAs are supposed to be something where you just go there and like all of that. And it's like, but girl, they gave you a good performance.
I was going to say, you can push the envelope as long as what you're doing is good. Like when Britney ripped off that suit and had that sparkly ass nude.
It was just shocking.
It was shocking.
It was like,
but Britney was also dancing, which is something you can't do. So if I were you, Miley Cyrus, I would think carefully before comparing myself to what Britney Spears used to do at the VMAs. That's not what you did. Remember when Nicki Minaj performed at the Grammys and it was some kind of death, crazy, satanic worshiping nigga shit and nobody knew what the fuck was going on? Listen, Nicki Minaj can say, oh, but such and such did this at the Grammys and everybody thought it was groundbreaking. Yes, that's because Nicki's performance sucked. If your shit sucks, people aren't going to give you that same level of respect, period. Period.
Because you remember when Britney came out and did Gimme More?
I do
people
remember.
People were shocked.
They were.
And they talked about it.
And they
still
did.
Talk about
yes,
it.
Yes, they do.
But that's because it was bad.
That's because it was fucking terrible.
And when they talk about that performance she did in 2000.
Come on.
They talk about it because it was flawless.
That's it.
So,
I mean, the,
people
right,
are talking
you can
about
be
this performance
the same performer,
shit.
And that people will drag you and praise you equally depending on the quality level of your art.
Right.
Your art is shit. I mean, your music.
And she released like these other, like these additional album covers.
Yeah.
And she's like topless instead of them. And they all still look like shit.
I actually don't mind your songs, but then
right.
everything else is bad.
Everything else.
Your videos are bad. You're bad. The hair's bad. The black appropriation is bad. It's all, everything else is shit. But then if I sit and listen to your music independently, then I don't hate it.
Most of the time.
Yeah. I could, that is as kind as I can be about Miley Cyrus.
Well, Miley, I don't really know what's going on.
Whatever.
With
you're
you.
Rich and white and young. You're fine.
And Thor's brother. But whatever.
You'll live.
Good luck and God bless.
What, you have so much money.
The new girl's prettier anyway. So Beyonce. This is the thing.
Oh, I thought we were having a moment of silence.
Something has to be done about these queens who decide that they're going to be up in the front row at a Beyonce concert and act a goddamn fool.
Oh.
I'm sick of it personally. I feel like it is just, it's just, it's gone too far.
Mm.
We have these girls who are smacking Beyonce on the butt.
Mm.
We have these girls.
And you will remember how pissed we were at that. We was in here mad than a motherfucker.
Like, I was ready to fight this nigga.
And that was a slap on the ass. Ugh, continue.
Beyonce was performing in Brazil. During Irreplaceable, I believe, she got down in the crowd, as she usually does, to greet the peasants.
Yes.
And this is really, like, an amazing moment for you.
Right.
Not everyone is going to be able to say they got that close to Beyonce.
Right.
Much less she actually, like, acknowledged
them. Right. She touched you. That was it. That's enough.
So one queen decided that it was going to be just the best decision in the world to grab Beyonce with both arms and pull her off the stage.
Oh, my God. The intensity of the disrespect.
So I feel like
this is so wrong.
I feel like Julius should be allowed to kill people.
Yeah.
I think that Julius should be given some sort of permit or something.
Absolutely.
That says if someone grabs Beyonce in a manner that could be threatening her life or disrespectful or in any way offensive, Julius should be able to take that person's life and walk freely.
Absolutely. This needs to be decreed and issued by the United Nations. This is a people who feel like they can touch Beyonce. That is a global threat. We should all be alarmed.
No one, no, regardless of who you are.
If Beyonce's not safe, none of us are safe.
Regardless of who you are, no one should just grab a complete stranger. This is the thing about people being fans and then getting too familiar.
Right, it is.
And you just feel like sometimes there's no barrier there. There's no like boundary.
You have to remember.
You have to remember that this person does not know who you are. It doesn't... It doesn't matter.
And that's hard because so often music plays a huge role in our lives and there's moments that define all of us and we can probably associate them with the song. And so the connection with that artist is so real, but it's only real to you.
It's just like how I say, you know, Jennifer Lewis and Loretta Devine are my aunties because I really feel that way.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to go up to them and say, do you have some greens that I could, like,
right.
you know, I'm not,
no.
you have to. Anyway, I just feel
just
like
be mindful.
Sometimes you have to remember that this is a person, they don't know you. And so you can't just approach any old stranger because you're hype and grab them and pull them off of a stage.
It's so wrong.
Anyone. It, that's just wrong.
Right.
But for you to do that to Beyonce?
It just feels like, what?
Who the fuck do you think? I wanted, first of all, Julius is amazing at what he does.
Yes.
Because I don't think that more than maybe her torso left the actual
right.
stage. before Julius jumped on there and right. like tossed her back in the middle of the stage.
Now, see, y'all would be mad if Beyonce was like, fuck set design. Julius just gonna have to be 3 feet behind me at all times on stage. Oh, well, I don't care that it's ruining the experience because y'all don't know how to fucking act. I done said it a million times. Beyonce, stop going down there by them crazy ass motherfuckers.
It. Just don't
stop
do
it,
no
sister.
More.
It's not worth it. Look how they act. Look how they treat you. They don't deserve that.
And, of course, does she miss a beat? Not a goddamn one.
Not at all, because she's a motherfucking queen, bitch. Bow the fuck down,
She continued singing and performing as if nothing the fuck happened. And then when she was done with the song, she was like, it's okay, it's okay. Because right. I feel
didn't
like
didn't even have him put out. People were
around
angry.
Him like, bitch, have you lost your goddamn Brazilian ass mind, queen?
All in Portuguese.
All
just
in
angry,
Portuguese.
Standing.
Just yes. like, oh, hell. So she had to calm them down and be like, it's fine. He was just excited. And then went over to him, asked him his name, said, I love you too, and shook his hand and kept the show going. Beyonce is just better than you.
She's, like, she's just better than you. She's just better than you. What?
Rihanna would have punched that bitch in the left eye. Rihanna would have took off her stiletto.
Me no one with ya.
Bitch, what the fuck? This is the most offensive show in the world. Rihanna would have took off her stilettos and gouged out an eye. And no one would have said she was wrong.
Right. But Beyonce is Beyonce. Beyonce is
she rises above all this shit.
Inexplicably. Because I would have been ready to kill somebody.
You don't ever do a Rihanna impression of her.
It wasn't any good.
That was wretched. So, we have to keep talking about Beyonce really quick, but okay. This story is bad.
Oh, no.
So, you know the bodyguard that she had, Norman, whatever
yes,
his name, who died?
I do. Mm-hmm. I remember hearing about that.
So, this story just got really crazy. I don't know if this is, like, 100% legit.
Okay.
But there's a story that's saying that... He died. Okay, well, the reason he died was because he, like, broke into his neighbor's house and punched the neighbor in the face and swallowed some drugs and got really high. And then,
right.
like, the police went over there and he was just, like, I guess acting really crazy. And he's a huge guy, so they tased him.
Yeah.
And he died. And so they're saying, like, he went nuts because he got fired by Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he got fired is because sometime this year, I think, I can't remember when, but... Sometime this year, they were in Vegas, and the bodyguard, while he was on duty, he got a hooker.
Right.
And I guess went back to the hotel, and she videotaped him performing lewd acts to Beyonce and Blue Ivy's passports. And so the prostitute decided that she was going to try and sell the footage. And apparently they're saying she tried to sell the footage to American Media or whoever. Yeah, American Media Incorporated that owns National Choir, Star, Sun, The Globe, and Shape.
Which Beyonce was on the cover of.
On the cover of. And so they're saying that she tried to sell the story or whatever, and American Media or somebody approached Beyonce and them for a comment. And I guess in exchange for them to not run the story...
Uh-huh.
She did the cover of Shade.
Yeah.
And then somebody paid off the prostitute, I guess, something like that. And that's how. But he got fired because of that.
Right.
And then he got, like, real depressed and just turned to, like, hard drugs and alcohol. And that's what led to him going crazy and dying.
Isn't that?
And he couldn't get work, obviously, from yeah. anybody.
Because nobody in the industry is gone.
Who the hell is going to hire you after?
Right. That? Beyonce fired you and she won't say why and you won't say why? Nah. Mm-mm. Hell no.
So, again, I don't know all of what's going on here, if this is all 100% true, but it seems that way.
It sounds plausible.
Yeah, it sounds plausible.
It sounds possible, even. So, working under the assumption that this is true, I would not be surprised if Julius orchestrated that whole thing. If Julius was like, okay, you know what? This is what we're going to do. Gonna take us about 6 to 8 months. We just gonna set it up, make it look like this nigga went crazy. And Julius, I feel like Julius was like with his team of like his, like how Huck was on that special FBI team. I feel like Julius B-613. Has a team like that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they and B-16 or what the hell ever.
They sent a Huck over.
They dispatched.
Mm-hmm.
And they took care of Norman Ustermerstner, so whatever the fuck his name is.
No, we shouldn't do that, because I mean, he's dead. But if this is true...
Right, then working girl, under the assumption that this is true. Assuming this is true.
Because that
if
is
if you
just,
were
really?
Jacking off or whatever on Blue Ivy and Beyonce's faces, like... I don't even know if you were on like some child predator, you know, sick type of shit, or if you just felt like if it just excited you sexually to like defile the faces of the queen mother,
right,
and the
like,
and the diamond princess of the universe. Like, I don't understand what it was, but the fact that you felt like you could disrespect Beyonce and Blue Ivy in that fashion, like that level of ego.
For you're someone who is closest to Beyonce, like all of the time when she's out, like you're protecting her. You're literally guarding
right.
her body and her child's. And so for you to in any way, shape or form think that it's even slightly OK
right.
to go there with even just her, but then her baby,
like the nigga, the levels of I cannot believe this shit is just so deep.
Right. That's like, what I'm just trying to say. Like, I don't know what's going
right.
on.
Right. Like, I really hope that this isn't true, because if so, it's one of the most fucked up stories I've ever heard. But if it is true, then I'm telling you one thing. Julius is behind it and you'll never prove it. That's it.
Well, alrighty.
Is that it for our Hot Topics?
That is it for our Hot Topics
okay.
this week.
All right, well, let's take a break and then we'll be right back.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Just want to remind you to go and check out our sponsors at Hulu Plus. If you go to HuluPlus.com/3 right now, you can try their extended trial and have access to thousands of hit TV shows and a selection of really awesome movies, and it streams all in HD.
Hulu Plus is normally $7.99 a month, but we're giving you a free extended 2-week trial you can watch on popular devices like the Wii U, Apple TV, Microsoft Xbox 360. They've got all kinds of amazing shows like New Girl, The Mindy Project, South Park, Bones. They've got exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Awesomes starring SNL Seth Meyers and Moon Boy starring Chris O'Dowd from Bridesmaids. So definitely head on over and check it out. That's HuluPlus.com/3.
I really want to see Moon Boy. I like Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So go over there. It's HuluPlus.com/READ. Try it out and let's get back to the show.
Okay.
So that's time.
Listener letters.
Alrighty.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we're going to start this week with an update from Janae.
Hey, Janae.
Remember, Janae was the girl who got the fake locks.
Oh, okay.
And then was dating the boy who was like super Rasta. And so she was like, should I come out the closet about the locks? And
the
we
lock
said
closet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is how we
come out of the closet. Closet locks. Locked closets? Yes.
Bitch, the club can't even handle you right now.
It just can't.
So, this is how we ruin Janae's life.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, guys. So, I told Darren about my weave, and he pretty much asked me to take it out. He was a little disappointed that the dreads weren't mine. I didn't think it was anything serious, but he and I are no longer talking or in a relationship. After I took out my hair, I cut it into a cute little afro, but he made fun of me in front of his friends, saying that I look like a man and that he doesn't kiss ugly bitches. I went home with extremely hurt feelings. He texted me and claimed that he lost physical attraction to me, but he is still emotionally in love with me or some bullshit like that. I didn't even care to read all of the texts. There will be no more updates with him because I don't have time for fuck faces.
So we didn't ruin her life.
Oh, no, I was just being dramatic.
We emancipated her.
Yeah. No.
You have just experienced fuckboy freedom.
Yeah, we Harriet Tubman'd you. You're
first
welcome.
First of all, you shouldn't have been lying about your damn hair in the first place.
Yeah,
it's
girl.
Not that serious. Secondly.
But I told you he was going to take it that serious. I told you.
But if this, if it's all that to him, you shouldn't have been with him anyway.
Yeah. Because number one, you shouldn't have, yeah, you shouldn't have storied about it. But number two, it was
real
not
niggas
that
don't care about what the fuck your hair looks like anyway.
And he was clearly,
they obviously don't want your hair to look like fucking crazy.
Right.
But real niggas, like, what nigga you know, like, what real quality nigga you know would have been like, I don't want to be with you because your dreads ain't real.
What real quality nigga do you know, period? Shit. Like, what?
Well,
no.
That's a good point.
Girl, you will look back on this one day and realize that you were just done a huge favor because he was clearly trash and not worth the effort. So good luck moving on. And I saw pictures of your little afro and it is completely adorable. So no worries. You ready to get into the first question?
Yes.
Great. Okay. I need you to pick a letter, J or E.
J.
Okay. So this question is from Joel.
Okay.
And Joel said, if time machines existed, what advice would you give 10-year-old Kid Fury and 10-year-old Crystal?
What advice I would give them?
Yeah. So if you could go back in time to your 10-year-old self and tell your 10-year-old self anything, what would you say?
I would say, 10-year-old Fury, you're sickening and people are going to be really mean to you and they're going to try and make every single living day of your life hell. But if you ignore them and just prosper and remember that you're awesome, in about 15 years, you're going to be the shit. And they're all going to be working at the check cashing place. And Publix. So just remember. That's what I would say.
Okay. I love that. That is excellent. Excellent advice for a 10-year-old boy. So, no. I really do. I love that.
Okay.
Thought that was beautiful.
Well, what's yours?
Oh. Well, I think I would say, listen, ease up on the bangs. Yeah, I think I would definitely say,
what? Yeah. You would say ease up on the bangs.
Scale back with the bangs.
Okay.
I had layers of bangs.
Okay.
I had like 3-tier bangs.
I have seen some.
I had bangs that took like 3 rollers.
Oh my God.
Could not take my edges. Okay. So yeah, first things first, scale back on the bangs. And then number two, I would probably say you're always going to feel a little different. And over the years, you'll figure out why you feel so different from your friends and your family and your cousins and everybody you know. You'll figure it out. And it's going to be hard. But stick with it, and one day people are going to pay you for being different, for feeling different. So just hold on, though, because it's going to get messy along the way.
All right.
So that's very heartwarming.
Yeah, I want to be finished with it.
Warm heart. Okay. Well, fuck you, too. Next letter. Yes. The next question comes from Jess, who said, in 2011, I met this amazing guy, but we took a break a year later when he started pressuring me to have sex. Recently, we reconnected, and he expressed how much he missed me and said he wanted to be intimate because it would only make our relationship stronger. He even used the words, I would love to be your first and your last, so I gave in, and we finally had sex. He was my first, very attentive to my needs, and nothing but a gentleman. He had to wake up the next morning at 6 a.m. to go to school, and I haven't heard from him since. What should I do? Please help.
How long ago was since?
Long enough for her to feel a way about it,
I guess.
I mean, really, I hate to tell you this, but men will say anything.
Anything.
I'm so sorry, baby. They will say anything.
I wish that you would have emailed us this before you did it.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
Because we would have been able to tell you not to do it.
Yes.
Because something like this might happen.
Because men will say anything.
And usually you know that they're that type of individual when they break up with you for not wanting to have sex.
Yes. That is your number one clue.
So if he broke up with you because you would not have sex with him, and then he comes back and all of a sudden he's trying to get you to have sex with him again, that should have been the sign to let you know not to do it, because that's all that he wanted. Broke up with you because he was pressuring you to have sex and you didn't have sex with him, he's coming back in the situation. He didn't forget that you didn't want to have sex.
Coming back. Another opportunity at that pussy.
Right. That's why he was.
That's all he thought. Around.
I'm really sorry. I don't think that you should.
I don't want you to beat yourself up about it. This may be not the best memory. It's probably not how you wanted to lose your virginity. But
I really hate that.
Yeah. But don't try not to tie too much emotion into that. I know that may be hard to do because we condition women to really value their virginity in this society. So I'm sorry that it happened to you this way. But I just want you to remember to, you know, always stay safe, you know, demand condoms every time. And then always remember, honey, that they will say anything.
Anything.
Anything. The nigga will tell you you look just like Beyonce if it means you'll have sex with him. They will say anything. Anything. Okay.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
But one day when you've got your man and you know how to put it down, he'll say anything.
Yeah.
And he'll say anything you want him to say.
Okay. We sound a little creepy now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. But yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Let us know.
Yeah. How you feel later. So, okay.
Next.
Okay. Our last question comes from Emily. And she says, "Hi, Kid Fury and Crystal. My name's Emily and I'm a white girl from Long Island. I listen to your show every week and it truly puts a smile on my face. You guys are hilarious. However, I can't help but notice that you guys seem to genuinely dislike white people, Crystal, more than Kid Fury. To each his own. I myself am not sensitive to race banter whatsoever, clearly, since I listen to The Read every week. So I guess my question is this. Do you guys have any white friends, or would you ever break bread with white people? I just know that if I were to ever run into either of you in the street, I would literally be the happiest, and I'd be so bummed if you guys were to take me less seriously or were less excited about having me as a fan because of my skin color. Again, you guys are a great duo. See? Smart, funny, and quick, and I hope this show keeps on going and going."
See, this is what happens, and this is what we get. No, it's not what we get, but this is what happens, because white people think that we hate them.
Emily.
I mean, we do say some, but we don't really, like, I don't think that we, to me, in the way that we speak, it doesn't come off as we're saying that we hate white people. I think that we're just targeting racist white people and ignorance from other races.
So this is the
thing.
And
then facts.
Emily, I mean this in the absolute most loving way. This was a really white thing for you to say. But I mean that with the love of God. Like, there is absolutely no shade behind that. This was a really white question. But to answer your question, of course we have white friends. Of course we love our white fans just as much as we love fans of any other color. What we are talking about when we talk about issues that involve race in America is the idea of institutionalized racism. It's the idea of white privilege. It's the idea of whiteness, not white people. Like, I don't want you to take it as what we're saying applies to all white people and everything we say about white people applies to everything. No, we're talking about specific cases wherein white privilege affects the story that is happening.
Right.
Are you kidding? How could we, if we didn't love white people, we would have died a long time ago. Are you kidding, Emily? If you see us and you want, like, recognize us or whatever, and you want a hug or a picture and whatever, like, girl, of course we're not going to be like, ugh, white girl, what?
I love the white people who listen to this show and laugh and comment and don't make any comments about race because they get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are white people who listen to this show and crack up about all the shit that we say about white people, black people, and in between, because they get it. So it's just like, you know what I mean? We don't come on here and just say, fuck white people. Y'all are disgusting. You all smell like dog. like no one's
from
like,
the bottom of my heart. I cannot even fathom hating white people, girl. In America, do you really think I could like legally go around hating white people? Girl, what? Emily, we love you.
Okay.
That's it for our questions. Asktheread@gmail.com. Bada bing, bada boom. That's my new song for ending the questions.
Let's see if you remember it.
Okay.
I hope not. All right. So
you're a sack of shit.
Let's pay a bill.
Okay.
So people, we love to read, but we also love to read.
Yes, we do.
And we love Audible and all of the great things that they have to offer, such as their tremendous amount of audiobooks. And right now, if you go over to audiblepodcast.com/read, you can take advantage of a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. So they're a huge library. They've got 150,000 titles. They just grew like 50,000 titles. So there's way more to offer than before. So go and check it out.
Even if you like to switch it up between reading your book and listening to your book, if you want to go from the Kindle to the MP3 player, Audible's WhisperSync has your back. They've got all the bestsellers like Suspect, Thankless in Death, Never Go Back. So go on over right now to audiblepodcast.com/read and sign up for your free 30-day trial and your free audiobook.
That's audiblepodcast.com/READ. Check it, try it, buy it, fix it, break it.
Love it.
Okay.
Let's get back to the show.
And so, it is that time. It's time to read.
It is time to read.
Are you ready?
Yes. Are you?
Yes. Go ahead. No.
Yes. You son of a bitch. I'm mighty sick of your shit.
So, let's hear it.
So, I am going to pass my read.
Pass the read.
And so this week's read comes from Teresha, who wrote in and said, "Hey, Kifuri and Crystal, I'm a jump right in. I'm a straight woman and most of my friends are gay or turned gay in the span of our relationships. I'm still friends with them. So this is my issue. I fucking hate when people say, are you sure you're not gay too? Or you better be careful before they turn you out. I know how it may look, but gays are not zombies who want to turn people gay. A friend is a friend no matter what. My sister is gay and people still say she's turning me gay too. Y'all are some sick fucks. Is your brother bending you over? Are you on top or are you on the bottom, you nasty nigga? I'm so tired of people thinking gays don't have a taste and just want to take everybody to the other side. That's another read alone. But people need to dig their heads out of their asses. Everybody ain't out for your goods, bitch, gay or straight. Sit your ass back and get some moisture on them edges, ho."
All right.
Now.
Well, what was her name?
Teresha feels strongly about this issue.
Well, for good fucking reason, because I'm tired of people saying bullshit like that, too.
I didn't realize that people actually harassed straight people in that way. Like, really? Y'all really do that to each other?
When they have straight, when they have gay friends, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That is just, how old are y'all?
It's just like ignorant niggas who think that when a guy has a gay friend, that he might be gay too.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, everybody grow up.
Like, grow
up. This is so damn stupid.
It's 2014 almost.
Yeah. All damn most. And y'all are still, what, like, girl, they still make you? That's how I
just, yeah, that's pretty much
get it. Get the fuck out of here with your bullshit.
All right, well, my read this week.
Thank you, Teresha.
Is dedicated to video game haters. Now.
Oh, no.
Oh, you piss off. So listen, this week, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out.
Yes, it did.
And it got niggas all turned the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
White folks too. And everyone all in between and on the sides and in the middle and on top. And there was a large, you know, number of discussion taking place about it. Mostly, in my opinion, because whenever big things like this happen, it's just someone in the corner like, oh, y'all niggas will stand in line for this, but I bet you won't be in line for church on Sunday. Or I bet you gonna be in line after that at the welfare. Like, every time.
Yeah,
like this
of
happens.
Course. Every time.
So here's the thing.
It's just not the internet without it.
Leave our video games the fuck alone. Here's the thing. Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 5 made $800 million in 24 hours.
Yeah, so, you know, shut me the fuck up right there. Because, girl, what?
And I think they spent, like, $150.
To make it?
Yeah, $150.
Shut up.
They made $800 million in a day.
Fuck my life.
So, I don't give a fuck how you feel about, you know, video games or people sitting on that. Like, for whatever reason, a whole bunch of people think that video games are just immature or they're just for fuckboys or they're for people who have no job or whatever.
I mean, I think it's perfectly fine to play video games no matter how
video games take you to a place that are just so whimsical and fascinating and they're just amazing. This one especially, because you literally can do almost anything a human being can do. You can sit, listen, you can sit
right
on the couch, smoke weed. The character literally gets high.
Okay.
You can watch TV,
take selfies,
walk your dog, and then fly a jet into a Ferris wheel.
You could also do that in real life.
You can also do that, but you see, that's why video games are awesome. You don't have to. You can do it in a game and be completely in control.
Yeah.
Or do you have some that are like fucking playing a movie?
I'll admit that I don't really get into the whole video game hype, but I don't really give a shit if you play video games or not. I'm not going to pretend like I really give a damn about it. And I understand it's important to you. So, okay.
You can be a serial killer, or you can be a secret agent, or you can be a mouse, or you can be a witch, or you can be Sora, or you can be Michael Jackson.
Or Sierra.
No.
Oh.
Not Sierra.
Okay.
But you could be Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Beyonce almost had a game too.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That was a little bit controversial. Yeah.
I just feel like video games are awesome, and I'm just, you know, if you have a problem with that, then you can, you know, lick sack, and that's pretty much the end of it.
I was so mature.
And, you know, my PlayStation 4 is all paid off, honey, and I'm ready. So, that's it. That's the
So, have you done anything other than play that game all week? Because I know you got it. I know you did. I know you sat up.
I've spent a lot of time playing it, but I have not, you know, that's not all I've been doing.
I mean, it's fine if that's...
I have that game, and I have Kingdom Hearts, and I have Assassin's Creed 3, and then I have, like, the new system comes out in, like, 2 months. So it's just, like, I just have so much to do in this video game world.
Oh, okay. Well, live long and
But the game is awesome, and video games are fun, and if you don't like it, bitch, bite toenails, and, you know, that's it.
Okay.
And...
I think the people who maybe are hating on video games understand now exactly how you feel. I think you've made it clear.
Okay.
Boom.
So I think that's the show.
I think it is too.
This felt shorter than usual.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it was any shorter.
Whatever.
I just think we had fun the whole time we did it, so you know, so I felt like
this is the second show this week, so girl, okay.
Let's not forget to check us out, thisistheread.com. follow us on Twitter at thisistheread, facebook.com/thisistheread.
Don't forget to check out Hulu at huluplus.com/thread and the free extended trial. It's like 2 weeks and there's tons of great shows.
Yes. Huluplus.com/thread. And our good friends over at XRBB are having a fall sale from September 21st through the September 23rd. And all of the orders using her fall sense will be 18% off. You use the code FALL18, and she has got some amazing fragrances on this list, like caramel coffee, amber, pumpkin spice, orchid, nutmeg, everything to have you just like you just roll up in the party smelling like Starbucks, and all the niggas gravitate to you because you smell like a caramel frappuccino and shit. Listen, to get the full list of the scents that qualify.
I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, you just imagine somebody just smelling like a pumpkin spice latte, nigga, and you just be like, whoo. So anyway, IXORABB.com for the full list of scents and use the code FALL18. Anything else? You have anything to announce today?
I have a few things that are going on, but I'm not 100% sure if I can announce them yet, so no.
Okay. We have a very exciting partnership to announce in the next couple of weeks. And other than that, we're just staying busy and staying cool.
And praising God.
Yes, because he's so good.
All the time. Whew. And so, yeah, that's
never
pretty
made
much
it.
To hell with these niggas and to the sky with this waffle truck.
That's it. Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, y'all. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account. So if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kip here and Crystal sent you.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.